Now you can see the brief essence of the instruction. It's the five powers. Practice the Mahayana instruction of the transformers. Consult the five powers. Cherish this activity. Okay. So that is, now we have to understand the what is the five power. Now you just tell that the first we have to understand the what is the five power. So that you can see the five power. First power is the, it's a power of the motivation. It talks about the motivation. Okay. So first they said that they will talk about the five powers. No. So five powers is the first. We have to know that the five powers. Let's talk about power of the motivation. Okay. Yeah. Power of the motivation is something very important. So here it talks the first of all the whatever the activity, whatever the works we are going to do, whatever the Dhamma practice or whatever, first we have to understand the power of the motivation. Motivation is something like that we might need it in any of the activities of the whatever the work we have to do. First thing is that we need a very strong motivation. Even in the Dhamma practice, we need a very strong motivation. One thing is that motivation is very strongly needed because the error of the Dharma practices, once we don't have the strong motivation, we cannot carry that. When you have the motivation, then you can carry that. So that's why the Dharma practice, it says the need of motivation. So it's called the power of the motivation. So it's called the power of motivation. Yeah? Okay, so the power of the motivation is something less. So that's why it's today is talk about the five essence or five of the power. So when you thought, that's why the people used to ask in very simple way that sometimes the people used to ask me that why I become the monk. Because they want to see the motivation, why I become the monk. So I used to tell a very simple that I don't have any motivation. Even I don't know the how I become the monk. So that is the one thing. So that's something like that. Usually that's why the Buddha told them, whoever take the refuge wall. So Buddha told that the one thing that needs the motivation. Even within the monks, he told the motivation of the renunciation. Very important. When you don't have the motivation, whatever the work task you are doing, you cannot carry on. So that's why he talk about the power of the motivation. So that's why through motivation, there are two types of the motivation. Now you have to understand that. So one type of the motivation, it's a you can generate that. One type of the motivation can the others can put in your mind. They will two types of motivation. So two types of motivation. One is the self-generated motivation and the others can put the motivation. So that's why the Buddha told the one thing that the who become the monks should need a very strong motivation that they become the monks and nuns. Very strong motivation. Because that's an importance. So as I told you, my case, people used to ask me what my motivation to become the monk. So I just told them I have no idea. Because when I become the monk, I have no idea what a monk is. So that's why here it says about them, no? The brief essence of the instruction in the five powers, practice them. So after of the Dharma practice, first you have to carry with the five powers. That the five power is, the first power is the power of the motivation. This is a very interesting story that the scientific, they have done the one research, very simple research. They look at the persons and their physical strength. When the people can pull and carry the only the 10 kgs, then what will they do? So they will hypnotize that person and that they will tell that you are very strong strength, you can carry on the 12 kgs, 13 kgs. But when they're in the state of the hypnotized, they believe themselves that they can carry on the 12 kgs, then they can carry it. The person who can carry the 10 kgs, they hypnotize them and they will tell them and they will try to believe them, make them believe that they can carry only the 8 kgs, not more than 8 kgs. When they hypnotize that way, even they could not carry the 10 kgs, even they have the potential. That shows a big difference that you can do what you really believe in. So that's the Bodhisattva thing. That's why you have to create the motivation to do. So that's why it shows the motivation. So whatever the Dharma practice, whatever you do, the first thing that you will have the strong motivation that you will do it, you can do it. That kind of a motivation you need. Because when you have that strong motivation to do something, then it's a very easy whatever you do. As I told you before, even the lifting physical strength is very much depends on your way of believing, whether you are willing. When you have a very strong belief that you can do it, as I told you before, that your feet were very easy to move down. Okay, so that's why the first, the power of the motivation. Okay, that's saying that. So the first thing is a very important thing is that what kind of workout you are, what kind of the practice you are doing. First thing is that you need the motivation. Otherwise, the all the practice will become the force. When you have no motivation, then it will become the force. When every Dhamma practice, or whatever the practice job, become the force to you, that's very difficult. When you have the motivation to do it, then it won't become the force. So now you can see that the five powers. So now the second power.
The second power, the Kapo Sabun Kito. The power of the wise seeds.
Okay, just the power. Yes, you have to know that actually the what does mean the power of the wise seed. Power of the white seed. No, power of the white seed is something like that. No, power of the white seed is every of the positive activities, or every of the virtue, that will create the power of the white seed. When you do the something, when you generate a very positive thought, that will. When the positive thought might be leave the forever, but it will keep the sum of the imprints in our mind. That calls it power of the white seed. Power of the white seed. Just example, when you have generated a very strong courage to do something, when you very strong generate very strong courage to the practice of Dharma, that courage might be not leave the forever, courage might not leave the hours and hours, but that courage will leave the some imprints of the mind. When you get that imprint can again it generate the courage or positive thoughts. Every of the positive thought imprint that will generate another positive thought. Technically, the Buddhism term we use the seed, but the natural, I mean the term is called the habit. That's the concept. So, very simple way, I will tell the one thing that we, just generally, today we have a party, and at the party they just keep the paper, and they just keep the paper and the people in the department, but they try to write some question, not very any question, but not related with the Dharma. So one question came, they write it, I don't know who write it, very funny question, they wrote the one thing that said, Rinpoche, if you have the hair, which kind of the hairstyle do you prefer? So what happened is that, so that's why I cannot give the answer, because I never thought about it, so I told them I have no idea, I never thought about it, but if I thought it before, they will be there some imprints in my mind. When there is my imprint in my mind, that imprint will trigger the one thought. So when they ask this question, my mind is totally blank because I never thought about it. Once we thought about the hairstyle of what to have, that will bring the imprints in my mind. That imprint will trigger the right thought. You get my point. So that's the imprint. Buddhism called the imprint. That imprint, we need a positive thought, virtue thought imprint. That's called the seed of the right thought. Generated the positive thought. If you generated the one of the very positive thought or the virtue for the 1 minute, it will imprint the one thing on our mind. That imprint will trigger or generate another positive. So that's what we are. So that's why it's called the power of the white seed. Yeah? Power of the white seed. So that's why it's called that the white seed. Generally, sometimes if you look at our mind, sometimes so much of the negative thought arises. Because these also we are having some seeds from the mind that we call the power of the black seed. Now we have to change, we have to generate the more to increase the power of the white seed. Yeah, so that's why the second thing, that's called the power of the white seed. So that's why the power of the white seed is generally when you think the more positive, when you generate the more virtue mind, that will keep the more, it will generate the more imprints in our mind. That imprint will trigger the more positive and virtue. If we look at our mind, right now the natural, a lot of the negative minds will arise. We feel that it's a very natural, but actually it's not natural because it's arising because of the way I'm having the negative imprints in the mind. That negative imprints, the philosophical term, the Dharma term, it's called the black seed. And you have the more white seed, more positive arise. So that's called the power of the second power, the power of the white seed. Okay, so yeah, that's the power of the white seed. So that's the power of the white seed. The one thing is that what even the, I noticed, my master was so old at age 91, so old. Even he forget the so many things. Even what we talked just maybe 2 days back, he don't remember. When you come to the practice, he can remember that. Exactly. Even the philosophical, Buddhist Dhamma, very complicated, I mean, the philosophical issues, still he is very sharp and he can tell exactly rightly. Normal things, he forget that what happens 1 day back. With this is something like that, he has a very strong white seat in the mind. Very strong with the white seat. That the white seat triggered every thought very easily. So, yeah. So that's a kind, okay. Now the third power, the five powers they're talking about, now the third power. Now there's a power of the habituation. So power of the habituation is very, very strong. Very, very strong. That is a very strong. So actually we have to know that what is habit? What is the definition of the habit? What does the habit mean? The definition of the habit is a very simple, that the things what you do it repeatedly, that will become the habit. Things that what you do it repeatedly, that will become the habit. Once you get the angry one time, if you don't control it, if you do get angry the one or two more, three more times, then the getting the angry will become the, your habit. When you worry one time, when you worry two times, three times, when you not control the worry, then will become the worry will become the, your habit. So that's called, when it becomes the habit, it's a very strong power. Then you feel that the, you cannot control once it becomes your habit. Because if you look at the worry, worry is a nothing more, nothing. Worry is a, exactly, it's a one type of a bad habit, that's all. People, once you get to the worry, then worry more and more and more. Slowly, that will become the your habit. Just look at the 2 years before, 3 years before, when you worry about something. How many, I think they, people worry so many things. Even I think you worried so many things. Now, before 3 years back. Now look at all this worry. How many of the what you worry comes in the reality? More than 70% of the what you worry never comes. But still you worry. The main reason is that that's the one habit, bad habit you're having. But generally one thing, I last few days back in the one talk, I told in this world, they are the only 2% do not worry. Rest of all the people get worried. Only 2% not worry. One is a Buddha. One is a super stupid person. Only these 2% in this world never worried. Even the mad people worried. The Buddha never worried. Super stupid person, they never worried. These 2% only, the rest of their world worry. Because the, what becomes a worry is something like a, become like a habituation. When you worry once, then worry, you will worry second and third. Then when you not control it, it will become the one habit. So that's his talking. Now even the good things, positive thoughts, whatever the Dharma practice, it's saying that when you do it again and again, then it will become your habit. Then you will gain the power of the habituation of doing the good things. Then to do the right things are very easy and very simple. So I think, except me, you all are very smart. You all are smart. Because you all are using the smartphone, so you must be a smart. Okay. So then the third one, the power of the habituation. So that is something like that. If you look at the life, so a lot of the things we do because of our habituation. One thing you have to know, the one thing, though, everything is what is a habit. One positive thing is a habit that you can overcome. Every of the habit, you can overcome it. So if you look at the alcoholic person, when they have not become the alcoholic by birth, first time when the alcoholic person, when they try to drink the alcohol, it might find very difficult. When you try it, when they try to drink the alcohol one or two or three times, then slowly it will become their habit. Then they become the alcohol. But we worry once, two, three, then more and more worry comes. We don't know, try to, we are not planning, we are not controlling it. So what we become is a worryholic. Alcoholic and the worryholic. I used to say the worryholic. In the English term, sometimes workaholic. Who walk and walk and too much work, they call the workaholic. But I think that the people now, the lots of people, they worry only not to control. It become their habit. They become a worryholic. Yeah. So now it talks about the third power is the power of the habituation. We are having a lot of the power of the habituation on the wrong side, not on the positive side. So that's why we have to generate the more power of the power of the habituation on the positive side. So they talk about the third is the power of the habituation. So there's a third power, no power of the what you call it, the power of the habituation. So that's why when you do the Dhamma practice and whatever the practice, when you do the repeat, you do it again and again and again, then slowly it will become one of the habits. So you will gain the power of the habituation. So here we have to gain the power on the positive things. To do the positive things, then we can gain the habituation. Yeah. So that's why I in the, I think here the many temples, they recite the mantra of the Amitabha, I mean the mantra of the Amitabha Buddha. So they recite the mantra in the many temples of the Amitabha. It's something like Ajidafa, yeah. So in the one temple, I told the one thing. There is a one Chinese wood, like called the Amitabha wood. It's a very, very strange wood. I told them in the one Chinese temple, while I'm giving the teaching, I told the one thing that the word, the Amitabha, the Ajidafa, what do they say, the Amitabha, it's a very strange word, like Ajidafa, no? This word can be used as a greeting. When you meet, you can use as a greeting. When you have to say the thank you can also use that word, Amitabha. When you say the something, when you see the some a very strange feeling, compassionate feeling, again you can say that Amitabha, like Ajidafa, no, Amitabha. So you can use that word any causes. Even when you call someone, when you make the phone call, instead of saying the hello, you can say the Ajidafa. So this word, la Amitabha, can be used in any situation. So I told this word can be used in any situation, no? You won't find any like this word in any other language. You can use it in any situation. One time I was walking in the center of the Taiwan. I was taking a walk and walk. No, I was with one of the gentlemen. So we are on the walking and I was just evening. And says, one dog saw us and tried to bark. When the dog is barking, that gentleman also seeing the dog barking. Still he says that, Ajidafa. So this is the power of the habituation. Now chanting that mantra again and again. Now that people are using that word in any other condition. When they use that mantra of the feeling the, I mean the, when they say the greeting, saying the thank you. Now anytime you can say that word. I told that this word is a very, very strong and a very funny word. I think Vietnam also, no? When you call someone, when instead of saying the hello, you also say Ajidafa, isn't it?
Yes, Muje.
Thank you also, I think you can use it, Ajidafa. Greeting also, Ajidafa. Then I told in the temple, the one thing I didn't see, when the people gets the angry, that time they forgot the Ajidafa. That time though, no Ajidafa. Even all the time they will use to say the Ajidafa, but once they get the angry, they never say the Ajidafa. That time they forget the Amitabha Buddha. I told that time really needed that mantra, Amitabha. So that's called the power of the habituation. When you chant it, Buddha's name. So you're trying to put that word in every situation, every condition. Now, automatically it comes. That's the power of the habituation. Now the same thing is a mental training. When you practice mind training, that practice, when you practice, then you will get the power of the habituation. Any condition you can, that automatically the positive thought and the mind training practice will come. So that's why it talks the power of the habituation. Vietnam, I think also, do you use when the people give you food, you will say Ajidafa? Can you say that? In the Chinese temple, no problem. You can say anytime the Amitabha. Anytime, when they give the food. When you go to greetings, when you're going to sleep.
Yes, Rinpoche.
Vietnam also, you say that?
Yes, Rinpoche, in the temple.
Temple, yeah, you say that, no? Any confusion. Yes, that word can be used in any condition. So that's the power of the habituation. So that time I told you. So if someone has to learn the language, I mean the Vietnamese language, I think the first words you have to teach the Ajidafa. That can be used in any condition. Yeah. Because I'm learning, okay, so yeah, so that's okay. So now it's come the power of the habituation. So that becomes the power of the habituation. When you recite that mantra, then now you're using that with mantra in any condition. So same thing like a training, mind training. No? So you, when you train your mind, when you positive more thoughts are there, then the automatically these all the positive thoughts will arise. Yeah. Even you are facing the very difficult challenges. Okay. So yeah, about the habituation. Yeah. So that's a very important. Generally when you look at the, as I told you before, when you anger and all the negative thoughts arises very quickly in the mind because of our power of the habituation. When you do it again and again, then it will become the habit. So that's why the negative thoughts arise in the mind very easily. Actually, that is not a natural. That is a one habit. So every habit you can overcome. To overcome that habit, what you have to do? You have to put a new habit. If you look at a chain smoker, that smoking has become their habit. To overcome that habit, what they do? The doctor introduced the electric cigarette. Because they are trying to put the new habit in that person's mind. Okay, so that's called the power of the habituation. So that's why when you are having some habit, when you change that habit, you have to put the new habit. So that's why in our mind, lots of the negative thoughts arising, that becomes some type of our habit, like a worry or anger. So that's why we have to put a new habit. That once a new habit, that when you do it again and again, then again you will gain the power of doing the new habit. So that's why it called the third power is the power of the habituation. Yeah. Okay, so under that fourth power, correct?
Fourth power, the number of inches by top.
Number of inches, inches get cut. Jota.
The power of not doing it again.
Power of?
Not doing it again.
Oh, it's okay. I have that. Okay. So usually people make the mistake only in our lives. We do the mistake. From the when we do the mistake, what we have to learn from that mistake and we have to not do it again. That's the most important thing. English, there is one saying, success come from right decision. Right decision come from experience. Experience comes from wrong decision. Did it, okay? The success come from success come from the right decision. Right decision come from the experience. Experience come from the wrong decision. Same thing that when you are making the mistake, you are having the, now you gain the experience. Now you have that experience. So to learn from that, you have to not do it again. Not to do it again, you have to need a very strong determination. So that's called the power of the not doing it. Okay, so that's why now you can see that the power of the not doing again. So something like that when you kill the fish, now you realize that that's the negative side. But what you need to do is that now you have to need a strong determination to not to do it again. That you need it. That's the most important thing. People, when they see that when they did the mistake, they will only retreat. They will not get the determination to not to do it. That you need a very strong determination to not to commit it again, not to do it again. So that's it's called the power of not to do it again. So now that there is now the so one thing. The day before yesterday, one of my students, she works in the China Airlines. She told me the one thing. So when she was coming back, she brought me some of the gifts. So she works in China and says, and she told me she just went to Japan and there's one place where it's very famous of the Japanese cakes or something. She brought that cake to me and she told me the one interesting thing. So she told me the one thing that when you get that place of Japan, that special, I mean the place, I think they're very famous of the making the Japanese cake. So then she went to reach there. Then she thought that I might not come it again and again here. So I might not be able to come again and again so often to here. So she tried to buy the things from here. She told me she thought that now she will not know when she will reach at the third Japan place again. So she tried to buy so many things. Then she told me suddenly one thought came in the whole mind. One thought came in the whole mind is that now she has achieved the human level. Now next time, when she can achieve the human level, not more, whether she can achieve the human level again or again, that will be the most important. So really she felt that I have to use that human level as a very right purpose. Then she feels very strongly that like that no one, she will not know that whether she can gain or achieve the human level again. So reaching like such a places like the Japan, that places maybe 50% in our life. When you do the mistake and when we do the committed and negative sin more and more in our life, then it's 80% that we will not achieve the human rebirth again. So that's why not to commit a negative sin. So that's why we need a very strong power of the motivation to not to do the mistake. So that's the thing. So that's why when you see the mistake, so you need a one power to strong determination that you will not do it again. Okay, now it's the fifth power. Hare Fong Chiklabda.
Mulam kitoh macam.
Power of the prayer, isn't it?
Yes, macam.
So that's the fifth power. Now, whenever we do something, whenever you don't get these five powers, when you cannot generate it, now you have to do the prayer. The power of the prayer will help you more so. So that's why the power of the prayer. So that's why the power way you pray. So it depends very much on the way you pray. Like the very holy places, like when you power, that the power of that prayer will be much stronger. Okay. So yeah, that's the power. Okay. So that's it's called the power of the prayer. So power of the prayer is something like that. That when you have some of the difficulty of the challenges, whatever comes in the life, the first thing is that you have to pray to Buddha or the merit field to you, give you the strength to overcome that. That is called power of the prayer. So that's what power. Yeah. Have the very strong positive, I mean the strength it gives in the mind. So that's why if you read the life story of the Gandhi, if you read the life story of the Nelson Mandela, they have mentioned that when they have the challenge, the difficulty, they pray a lot. Okay, so that's you need the power of the prayer, okay? So when you power, prayer is something like that, when you pray, so then now the usually you can pray, and you pray for the Buddha or the married field like that prayer when you come to challenges, okay? Okay, so that's why the thing is, okay, the power, okay, that's power to that, okay? Mm-hmm. So, now that's the 5 point. Now you can see the pages, okay? Here you see the brief essence of the instruction. In these 5 powers, practice them. The mind training is very special. So it says that practice them. It didn't say that the understand them. It didn't say that the know them. It said the practice them. Understanding is a something. Knowing is a something. But the practicing is a very special. Okay, that's why what you have to do is to understand. Most important thing is that to practice. So that's why it talks about it. That's why it talks about the 5 essence power. Practice them, not say that the understand them. But the people always misunderstand the means of practice. Even the practice means are very simple. When you're getting the worry, when you're getting the anger, when you're trying to manage the worry, when you're trying to manage the anger, that is also practice. So that's why the anger like managing and the when you destroy the anger completely, that's still called arhat. To realize the achieve the anger, first we can reduce it. Then to completely, when you have to destroy the arhat, you have to understand the reach the arhat ship, you have to understand the emptiness. To understand the emptiness, eliminating the angers and the negative emotions, that's stated for the arhat. To reaching the arhat, there is no difference from the Theravati or the Mahayana or whatever, there is no different way, only one way. So that's why the Tibetan Buddhism, if you look at the Tibetan Buddhism, Chinese call it the Mi Chao, Vajrayana, Tibetan Buddhism, like this Buddhism, that's called the Mi Chao at the Vajrayana. When you come to the Nepal, Nepali call this Dhamma as a Mahayana. When you go to the West, this Dhamma called the Lamaism. So they're really different names. So once you understand the Buddhism, the whole perspective, whole different countries view, then you will see the very different. So in the westernized, Western country, they call the Tibetan Buddhism Lamaism. And then now the terms using quite often, Lamaism. If you come to the Nepal, this Buddhism called as Mahayana. When you reach the China tradition, they call it the Vajrayana. To reach the arhat, there is only one way. To realizing the emptiness, there is the only one way. That's what the Buddha told. I met the one American. So he was telling me the one thing, very interesting thing. He telling me how do you think about meeting the American Buddhism. So I told him, it's very good. You can create the American Buddhism or the whatever Buddhism, you can make it. The main purpose of the Buddhism should not be lost. The main purpose of the Buddhism is to get the liberation in the people's life. Bring the more ultimate happiness in the people. If you can do it, whatever you name, give it, no problem. I thought that's a good idea.
Pardon,
one of the American, he told me that he's thinking to make us the American Buddhism. So he asked me my idea.
Yes,
so I told him it's a good. If you make an American Buddhism, that's a good. But the one thing is when you're the Buddhism, the main purpose is to bring the liberation for the people. Liberation from suffering for the people. Bring the more ultimate happiness in the people. But that is the purpose of Buddhism. If you can do that, whatever name you can give American Buddhism or whatever Buddhism. Yeah. maybe 30 or 40 years later, I think there will be the brand Coca-Cola Buddhism. Something like might come.
Pardon, Ramuji.
30 or 40 years later, maybe I think the Coca-Cola Buddhism or Pepsi Buddhism might can come, okay? You know that this mudra, no? Last I told the mudra. Now even there's some idea coming the mudra to get the pattern for the, these old mudras. These old ideas coming like that. Because the world is too much that of life. So sometimes we have to look at a very different, very holistic and a very wider perspective we have to look at. So you know the, all these mudras, no? Not Argam Pandi, even not some of these thought eyes that get the pattern on these or the mudra. Now the, everything is getting the patterns, copyrights. This also issue comes up. So I also suggested maybe some of the Gyutir special mudras. So I told the where I'm studying Gyutir College should get the, that copyright or a pattern for the these mudra. Because they are centuries and centuries, they are doing it. So that's why the main, the Buddhism, what is Buddhism? Mainly Buddhism is the tool which can teach the method to the people, which can teach the methods to the people to get the liberation from the suffering. To liberating the forms, the bad karmas, liberating from the negative emotions, which teach them that, that is a Buddhism. That the Buddhists always teach that. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, today we'll stop here.